Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
8:42, and following a pretty action-packed first week of the Hunter Biden criminal gun trial in Delaware, the case is set to resume this morning and may already showing signs of nearing an end. Fox's Ryan Schmelz with the very latest breaking details out of Washington. What's the latest, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, Rich. So we are expecting to learn today if Hunter Biden is going to be testifying in his own defense. And if he does, then we can expect this to probably take the entire day. At least that's what's been indicated by his defense attorney, Abby Lowell. If not, we are expecting this case then to wrap up relatively quick. So we could have some type of conclusion by the middle of this week, at least in terms of going into jury deliberation. So if Hunter Biden ultimately decides to not testify, or that's what his legal team decides to go with, then expect this to move along quickly.
A testimony late last week saw his oldest daughter questioned about her father's drug use. There has been a whole lot of personal drama, baggage, however you want to describe it, thrown out in testimony here facing the president's son.
Yeah, and whether or not he's ultimately found guilty or not, the reality is that a lot of family members have been called to the witness stand, including ex, you know, and then even some non-family members, including romantic partners, have been called to the witness stand and talked publicly about Hunter Biden's drug use, what the amount of knowledge that they knew about that drug use. And it's brought just about everybody that at least has anything to do with this story forward. You know, we were talking about former romantic partners, the widow of Beau Biden, who also ultimately dated Hunter Biden as well after Beau's death. You know, you have, like you said, the daughter-in-law too, and then you have some other romantic partners as well. So this has been, you know, a very dramatic courtroom and one that's, you know, unraveled a lot of family drama within the Biden family.
How has the president handled this over the last several days, week, and plus?
You know, we haven't really seen too much of the president and how he's handling it, but we have seen Dr. Jill Biden, the first lady, appearing in the courtroom. She's actually there right now, according to some of our Fox reporters who are in the courtroom. So she is there. She was there last week as well, supporting Hunter Biden, as well as some of the other family members who were called to testify as well. So she's been pretty active in this case ever since it started.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, part of our live team coverage. The president was overseas as part of the D-Day commemoration and attended a wreath-laying ceremony just yesterday at a World War I cemetery in northern France before headed back to the United States. We'll certainly be following up on the Hunter Biden trial and report back out to any significant developments and ultimately, once a verdict is reached, follow breaking news alerts in the 104.5 WOKV app. Ryan, thanks.